Patsy, you have traced this young man's career, well, maybe not so young now, and he's gradually climbing up the rings in that ladder to the very top, and this is another big occasion for everybody involved here in Donegal.
Ah, it is. It's a big occasion, surely, and it's very, very positive for him, both for him and for the people of the area, and, you know, just to say that it's a nice occasion. It's St. Patrick's Day. We just had the parade earlier. People have come in now. The place is full, and great atmosphere, good, you know, connection with Jason, and that's what you would expect. So it's a very, very positive experience here for Jason, because, you know, he's just 2 weeks away out from a very, very important fight, a comeback fight for him, in the sense that he's been out of action for some time with that broken hand, and you know, he's back in Sheffield, he's in a new training environment, so all of that adds up, and this is, you know, he'll take encouragement from this, because he is a local boy. At the end of the day, he's always been a local boy. He's never strayed away from that. Went to LA, you know, lonely enough out environment, a beautiful environment, a great opportunity, but lonely at times. So he's happier in his head right now. And this, the local, the kids, the parents, the people round about, his family, friends and everything like that, the people that grew up with him in Finn Valley Boxing Club and so on, in the hall. So look, he'll take this with him over the next few days before he travels to Boston. And Dominic Ingle will join him there, obviously. So look, everything's nice and calm, and everything's very positive at the moment.
And he has that great connect with people, and people who maybe meet him for the first time are surprised just how down to earth he is. We look around now, and there's youngsters right up at the ringside. They're looking up. This is their idol. This is their icon.
Aye, they do. And you know, he stops. He talks. He's you know, he is what you want. You want a champion to be. He's grounded. He's natural, he's normal, he's a local fella who will always be the local lad, and you just will him to do, you're willing him to continue to do well, you know, and very, very, I've always been very impressed with the fact that he's kept his feet on the ground so well, and he's remained so natural.
And this is something new we have here today. We've never had anything like this, and let's hope we have more occasions like this.
Well, would that be brilliant, you know, to welcome him back here, having won further titles, to welcome him back here and to introduce him to people and build the thing as he and his mind and his whole progression works towards, you know, his dream of being the world champion. So, you know, that's we're just we're in that nervous stage now after today, in the sense that, you know, you're always nervous coming up to a fight and something being on the line at elite level in sports. So basically this is where we're moving from today, but today is a lovely relaxed day, a bit of crack, and as you say, Buster in the ring there, Danny O'Carroll. So look, it all adds up to, and the lads did a good job of setting up the ring and setting up the place, and you know, we're in Jackson's Hotel, one of the sponsors. This is where we are today. So look, it's all local, and it's Donegal. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
I'm delighted to say Jason's mother Muriel is here beside me, and we're laughing. It's a real family occasion, and Muriel, we have a scene here with loads of kids looking as Jason throws out little prizes into the crowd.
Yes, brilliant. Hey, they're all jumping, they're grabbing away at one t-shirt between about 20 of them.
So it's very much a family occasion, this open workout, and Muriel, it's not Mother's Day, but this is a day that you're so proud.
Yeah, this makes up for him not being here Mother's Day. No, it's amazing. It's brilliant to see the whole. I can't believe the crowd is here. Brilliant for all the young ones of the town, and just everybody to see him, what he does, how he trains, and it's amazing.
And just to reiterate, 2 weeks from now, he's got another huge fight. You won't be so calm then.
No, I definitely won't be. I won't be sitting in my edit. I'll be there. Hopefully, please God, I'll be there, but I won't be sitting.
And if you look, he has, I mentioned with Patsy McGonigal earlier, he has this great connection with the crowd. He's so willing to go around, and later on this afternoon he'll be signing autographs, and he hasn't forgotten where he comes from.
Definitely not, no. Jason just loves us. He loves children, he loves Wayans, he loves just spending time with them, chatting to them, and it's just the type of him. He just loves the people, like.
Amanda, you might enlighten us a little bit as to what exactly you do as part of his, you're another part of the jigsaw.
Exactly, yeah. I've been working with Jason now for about 3 years. So obviously that's when he's been back home from LA. What I do for him is a mixture of like full-on body work. So I do deep tissue massage, dry needling, the kind of, the sports therapy side of it. But I also do some therapies with him like reflexology and Bowen, which help with the mindsets and things like that as well, you know.
So like so many sports. There's that much more than meets the eye. He's in the ring. He does all the gym work, the hard training. But this is also a very important component of the overall package.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get all, as you say, parts of the jigsaw right. You have to go into the ring knowing that you have done absolutely everything and that you've done more than your opponent. And if you know that, you can go into the ring as sound and, you know, as sort of brave as you need to be, because you've done everything that you can to get there. And that's what Jason does.
So in terms of the massage therapy that you do to him, give us a little bit of the time scale. How long is it before a fight? How long would you be attending to him?
Okay, so ideally we'd work with him about a month out from the fight, and that would be dry needling and heavy duty deep tissue work, particularly on the calves and things like that. So he's going to be feeling that for a day or two after it. Ideally then we would get at him about 2 weeks before the fight, and then in the run up to the fight we're talking reflexology, and that just helps him sleep. He's probably going to be cutting food. It takes his mind off that, and, you know, it just allows him to relax, get in the zone for the fight, you know.
So you've been here since early on today. This is great to see so many people here, isn't it? He's really got that special rapport with the local people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised, because Jason has never lost his down to earth, and he is so grateful to have all the support that he does have from home, and he never forgets that. And he is delighted to be that wee bit closer to home now. He's still in Sheffield, but as he says, he doesn't have to deal with jet lag when he comes home now, and that's an important part, because he has a good, strong family, friend, professional network behind him at home as well.
Well, Gary, 2 weeks from now, Jason Quigley is in this next big professional fight for him. You've charted his career over the years. Just how good is he?
Oh, well, I think everybody knows how good Jason is. You know, but he just has to show it now. I know he's been out for a year, so really, he's missed a full year off, maybe 3 or 4 fights. So now he has to kind of start now and just move on nice and quick. Maybe put on a fine show, fine display, new coach, and just take it from there. Like, and I think I've no doubt in my mind this will just be a standard performance by him, you know. But you never know. You have to take every fight as it comes and treat everybody with respect. So.
Now, we spoke earlier with Jason Quigley, and we were talking about the mental side of things, and, you know, it was hard for him in LA, a bit closer to home now in Sheffield. And can you see yourself just here that, you know, he's got a real buzz about him? He is so much looking forward to this next fight.
Oh, without a doubt, he's far happier. And you can definitely see, now he was happy in LA, definitely was, but now he's closer to home, and it's easier for your family to come, you know, makes sense. So he's definitely mental, his mental state has never been a doubt. But you can just see how happy he is, and you just see yourself every day with all the kids. That's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Now, there's different styles of fighters. Has Jason's style evolved over the years, or has he sort of had the same attributes all the way through?
Well, now, in LA, he's trained with a Mexican coach, and made him into kind of a fighter. But we all know Jason can box, because, like, in his last fight there, when he broke his hand, he had a fatty fight the rest of the fight after 2 rounds with 1 hand. So he had a box. So it just shows you that he can box, he can fight. Now, when it gets into the later rounds, you have to dig deep, bite in your gumshoe. You need to be able to fight. But no, without a doubt, he's a boxer, and a very, very good, and a very, very skillful boxer, and a very powerful boxer.
Now, many people saw him as a youngster coming through the ranks. I remember his mother, Muriel, coming in with boxing notes, and she believed in him from an early age. People like yourself, from how early on did you think this was somebody who really had that little bit of extra specialty about them?
Oh, sure, when I was boxing myself in Twin Towns and Jason was there, he's only a wee caddy, he's only 11, so we're on doing a few rounds. I was a bit older than him, and moving around, but you could just see the footwork and the movement, and the self-confidence was, like, as you can see, it's still there today, was unbelievable. You just knew from there that there was definitely something going to happen, and of course it has, you know.
Now, just give us a little bit of insight to somebody at his level, the intensity of the training, like, typically in a week, how many hours would he be putting in the lead up to a fight?
Well, now you'll be kind of winding down now. It's next 2 weeks, all hard work's really done now, but it's that intense. It's morning, noon and night, and you just the main part's not the training, the main part's your rest. You have to get it all right, you know. So that's why he's in a training camp and hunting to distract them. It's all about your rest. You can train as much as you want, but if you don't rest, your training's pointless.
So his day is pretty much charted out from the moment he gets up to the moment he goes to bed, what time to eat, what time to do everything. So if he goes outside of those parameters, ultimately that can cost him a fight.
but you need to go well out of them, you know. But no, there's no fear of Jason going out of parameters, because as I said, his mind is set on being a world champion, so that's what's driven him so far. But as you say, it's what you eat and when to eat, what you eat, when to train, when to rest, and you have to go by your program. Of course, you have your rest days, you can relax then, but no, well, you know, Jason yourself, it's just mindset, that's it.
Well, it'd be remiss of me not to mention the wider Donegal boxing circle while we have you on. Donegal as a county has probably punched above its weight in the sport, and there's plenty of guys coming through who will hopefully be following in Jason's footsteps. And when you have somebody like him to look up to, it does encourage more people into the sport.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. You've seen yourself the amount of kids who are there today, and the amount of kids with boxing tops on them, and the amount of kids with football tops. So you can nearly guarantee half them boys will be looking to get into a club now just to train, just want to be like Jason Quigley. Well, you just see yourself. They're looking for t-shirts. You see the queue there now. That speaks for itself, really.
And your own club, Rafoe, one of the best known clubs, and you've guys coming through, and guys with national finals hopefully to look forward to. So these are good times.
Very good times this year. Now, Rafoe's always been there, thereabouts, but this year now we've had three Ulster champions in the youth level. Owen McGarrell beating a 3-2 split decision. Very dodgy, you could say, but it was that close you couldn't really call. Another day we would have got it. Kai Weir won last night 4-1. Brilliant bit of boxing. And Tom Doherty fights next weekend in the semi-final, and Kai joins him. And I have a young boy, John McDonough, who's in the schoolboy Ulster final now, also next Sunday. So, the gym's buzzing. The gym is buzzing, and it's good. Keeps me in my toes.
And Brett McGinty from St. Johnston, he had a win in America during the week. So there's a steady flow of Donegal boxers coming through, but at the moment, ultimately, we're all looking at Jason Quigley.
Everybody wants to be Jason at the moment, and that's good. It gives the young kids something to look forward to. And if they just seen what he started with and kept working hard, they can achieve what he achieved. You know.
And finally, Gary McCullough, head coach of Rafoe Amateur Boxing Club. This day fortnight, Jason is in the ring against Daniel Rosario. How do you see that fight going? Will it go the 8 rounds, do you think?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does, because Rosario's a tough customer. But I just think that Jason will be too much for him. And it's the right fight at the right time just to bring him back in. I can't see it going past 4 rounds myself, but if it goes 8, it's all the better for Jason to get him in the rounds up. But as I say, Rosario's a tough customer, and I just can't see Jason getting beaten. That's just it, in fairness. I'm not being biased.